Democrats won two hotly contested Senate seats in southeastern Wisconsin. In Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, Jim Sullivan defeated incumbent Republican Tom Reynolds. And in Racine County, State Representative John Lehman won an open seat by topping Bill McReynolds. Lehman says voters wanted change.
Well, I know that the voters are so tired of hot-button politics and attack politics, and I think they want the legislature to get down to business, especially in regards to tax fairness and looking at comprehensive health care reform.
Lehman says tax fairness means looking for revenue other than from the residential property taxpayer. Democrats also picked up two Senate seats in the Eau Claire area. In one race, Kathleen Vinehout defeated incumbent Ron Brown. Vinehout, a farmer without health insurance, also promises to push for a new health care package.
We will move forward on putting together a bill that will make health care affordable and that will keep costs under control and that will provide coverage to everyone that needs coverage.
The fourth Democratic gain came from Pat Kreitlow, narrowly defeating incumbent Dave Zien. Kreitlow plans to join Vinehout on the health care fight.
She is as equally passionate about health care as I am, and we knew that if we could get enough votes, we would have two Chippewa Valley legislators in the majority working on ways to make the burden of health care costs less burdensome, not just for families and farmers, but for our small businesses as well.
But tempering Democratic hopes is the fact that the state assembly stayed in control of Republicans. However, Democrats did cut deeply into the GOP's majority. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.